Just one quick halakha in the laws of Adakat Nerot Shabbat. Big mahloket amongst the poskim over here. A lady that, let's say, prays mincha every day, and now she lit the Nerot Shabbat, and she had not prayed mincha yet. And after she lit, of course she accepted the Shabbat. So the she'ela is, can she pray mincha? Well, it's obvious, preferably she should pray mincha before she lights. Because once she accepts the Shabbat, why should she go back now and make it whole and pray mincha? And that really is the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai, that if she lit the Nerot already and accepted Shabbat, it's too late. She cannot pray mincha, and that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah as well in Siman Reis Samech Gimal, Sif Katan Mim Gimal. However, Hacham Avadia says, Mikol Makom, Im Shachah Ve'edika Nerot Shabbat Techila, if she forgot, Afilu Im Netkavana Lekabel Shabbat Aleha, even if she had Kavana to accept Shabbat, Yechola Letpalel Mincha Achar Kach. She still can pray mincha. Hacham Avadia's basic Sevarah is that there's a difference when the Sibur accepts the Shabbat to when an individual accepts the Shabbat. In the Sibur, when they say Barichu, or they say Boikala, to accept the Shabbat, that's a Kabbalah of a strong sense. But a personal Kabbalah will not take away from her to pray the Amidah. And anyway, the Tefillah Shemona Esrei really is connected to Shabbat in a certain sense, because really the rabbis only said you don't have to pray the Amidah and the Shabbat because they didn't want you to have a Tirha to pray the long Amidah. But if you prayed it, Bidi Avad could be, it even counts to a certain degree if you mention Shabbat somewhere in the Amidah. So therefore, Bidi Avad, if she prayed Mincha, or if she lit, and she comes to ask, Rabbi, I lit already, I forgot to pray Mincha, the Ma'aseh, according to the Acham, you can tell her to pray the Mincha.